Good morning. 7:16 a.m. on Wednesday, August the 12th, 2020. Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't remember that from one step to the next because brain's going a million miles a minute here this morning. So Karen's deep in the weeds with Finwell Bay. She's finished her first read through. She usually reads two, three times, sometimes four. But she cruised through this in like 2 days, which is pretty awesome. It is a long book. It's 100 and something thousand. And 120, I'm not sure, I don't remember now. I'd have to look. But I do know that the next two books are in the 140,000 range. Hostage, which is the one I'm co-writing with my daughter, is 145. And Dark Knight Station is 150. I went through Dark Knight Station. I did the second draft of Dark Knight Station. And I started working on it like last Friday, I think. And I'm honestly surprised at how coherent it is for being as fragmented as it is. There are very few long drawn out segments in it. Scenes. The pace of it, as I was going through it, I was like, I had to stop every once in a while to catch my breath because the pace of it was just so fast. I was like, okay, we're going to go here, we're going to find out this one little thing here, and then we're going to go see this other person, and then we're going to do one little thing over there, and then we're going to go see this other person, we're going to find out this thing here, and then we're going to go back to the second person and find out something there, and then we're going to go back to this person again, and then we're going to go to the first person again, and then we're going to go to the... And it's like, holy crap! I like it. I'm not gonna write everything like that, but I liked it. It was, I'm pretty convinced that it's a story that needs to be. And a little teaser. I may have my very first Talking on My Morning Walk guest. I have people want to be guests on my podcast all the time, and I write back to them and say, sure. I just have, and usually it's some publicist who wants me to interview their business owner. And I'm like, tell you what, I'm going to be here in Greeley, 6 o'clock in the morning, and wear the walking shoes and be ready to walk 2 miles, and I'll be happy to have them on my podcast. Which usually is pretty much the end of that conversation. understandably. That's sort of why I put it that way. It's like, no, I'm not going to pimp your product. I still get people wanting to pimp their solar energy products. No. You don't really quite get it, do you? Although I have to say, I do love the people who want me to get more traffic on solarclipper.com. And in spite of the fact that the post that's on the top is, this website is dead. Go see me at nathanlowell.com. So, yeah, anyway. So yeah, somebody's coming to town, and with the pandemic on, it's hard to figure out how we're going to get together. And then it occurred to me, you know, if you were to show up at the park at like 6:30, we could do the walk and you could be the first ever guest. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting. I've asked them to bring a device they can record on so that we can both record and then perhaps mix the two together. Because walking 6 feet apart is going to be a little bit difficult. Good morning. So it should be fun. So anyway, yeah, yesterday was... Yesterday I got a subset of my email list. I got about 360 something people who volunteered to be beta readers. But sending it to 360 people and really only wanting to get it out to 20 or 30 is awkward. So I went through. And there's pages and pages of them. So I went through and I picked 26. Yeah, 26 on the various pages and sent out the invitations. Chihuahua and perhaps a French bulldog. I'm not sure. They're both small dogs. Happily trotting along. That noise was one of them grunting. It flies this morning. I need to change my shirt or something. Smell the carrion. So, yeah, but if there's anybody who's listening to this, this is Wednesday. If you listen before Friday and you want to get in on the beta reading, and I haven't sent you a copy, then just email me, nathan.lowell@gmail.com, and I'll send you something. And I'll have, I'm doing Hostage at the moment. I'll do Dark Knight Station in a couple of weeks. Good morning. Trundling along, get off the path and give us some room here. Good morning.
Good morning.
And here we go. Stay with me, monk post. I got a guy coming up behind me. So yeah, yesterday did not go the way I wanted it to go. I had a bunch of stuff I wanted to do yesterday and didn't get... Well, it's not true. I was going to say I didn't get any of it done, but that's not true. I did get some of it done. And what I did get done was stuff that I would have had to do. Hearing voices. So, stuff I would have to do. I just did it yesterday instead of the day before, or instead of later. So I have today and tomorrow to get prepped for Novel-Roma. And I need to get some brainstorming done today so that I can kick it hard on Friday morning at 9 o'clock with the first sprints of the summer. Llamapalooza, the apocalypse. Should be fun. We opened a Facebook group because Facebook events was becoming stupid. So we opened a Facebook group and we've invited people. I've got 35 people who are going to play this time around, which is pretty awesome. Guy. I seen like 4 or 5 people out adjusting sprinklers this morning. Probably because the heat's getting to be really bad. I've been swarmed with flies too. I think there must have been some kind of hatching or something because. There's a lot of it. Now, at any rate, what am I reading? Reading. Okay. You know my take on TradPub books. But I'm reading a TradPub book. All right, there I said it. Mercenary Librarians. What is it? Deal with the Devil, I think is the title. The series is called Mercenary Librarians. And I know one of the authors. It's she's active in one of my closed Facebook groups. Author's name is Kit, K-I-T, Rocha, R-O-C-H-A. I'm pretty sure it's Deal with the Devil. And it's published by... published by Macmillan or Tor, one of those, I don't know, one of them. She's really stoked because she's been a self-publisher for years and years and years and years and years, and she and her co-writer decided that they would take this new franchise and shop it around to see if they could pick up some different readers than the readers that they were. Working with. And I'm sure they will, because there will be people who will, in their current fan base, who will not read this book. The price is too high. The ebook price is $9.99. Because of course it is. But I understand the rationale. I'm assuming they've got contracts that aren't going to interfere with their actual paying jobs. So that's sort of, Macmillan is their side hustle. And there's a certain rationale for it. There's a certain justification. There's a certain validity to that. Because they're going in with their eyes open. They're going in knowing what it is they're getting into. And I got into it. I bought it a couple of weeks ago, and I got into it yesterday. It's pretty damn good. I like it. It's funny. It's very definitely a trad pub book. It's very definitely a trad pub book. You can see trad pub fingers all over it, from the opening scenes through the pacing through all of it. It's, you know, unfortunately, it's a trad pub book, but it's a book that trad thinks they can sell. So perhaps they will, and perhaps some people will buy it, and perhaps librarians will buy it. It'll be interesting to see. I hope it does well for them. I hope they do find a new audience that they can then leverage with their rather substantial backlist. Oh, and yes, in case that wasn't made clear earlier, the Dirty Little Books by Theda Hudson, they are erotica. They are sexy times books. If that's not what you want to read, for God's sake, don't pick them up. What else did I want to talk about today? Oh yeah, rebooting my phone. Rebooting my phone, cleared the problem. Rebooting my phone cleared the hung Amazon queue. Thanks, Dan. What else? I don't know. Read an interesting article on the Atlantic this morning about the masterclasses and what they're actually selling. It was a really interesting take on their marketing and on their goals in terms of how they package stuff, what they're selling, and their rather astonishing meteoric rise. Thanks largely, and some significant part, to the pandemic. interesting take on distance ed, on continuing education, on self-help. Interesting. At any rate, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.